You're listening to Local Talk on KHOI. I'm your host, Gail Seiler, and we've been joined in the studio now by Bronwyn Beattie Hansen, a member of the Ames City Council. Thanks for being here.
Oh, yes. Hello. Glad to be here. Thank you.
And Bronwyn, the Iowa legislature completed its 2019 session, and one of the laws they passed will definitely impact something that the Ames City Council has been working on for a long time and recently passed. I'm referring to the rental cap for certain neighborhoods in Ames. Can you explain that legislation to us?
Yes. Very simply, it says that a city can't adopt any type of rental cap or enforce one as of the governor's signature. So, yeah, basically no new cities can consider rental caps, and the two that I'm aware of that passed them, Ames and Iowa City, can't enforce ours. So it basically nullifies that rental cap.
So that was Senate Bill 447, and so it basically just wipes out that work and the policy that was passed already here in Ames.
Yeah, and it's so unfortunate. I feel like we had gone through such an arduous process to come up with a rental cap that involved a lot of compromise, and it just felt like we put so much work into it, and it ended up a product that I think we were, you know, at least most of us were satisfied with, but a lot of compromise, like I said. But then just to have that taken away was, disheartening, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people felt that way. What were the arguments for the law, like supporters of it? What was their reasoning?
I think ultimately what it comes down to is an individual's property rights and their right to capitalize on their property as much as they can, versus the right of a neighborhood to have stability and health. So ultimately, they argued that a city is infringing on property owners' rights by saying that they aren't allowed to get a rental permit or a letter of compliance is what we call that here in Ames, but. I think that was ultimately the heart of the argument.
So the difference or tension between personal rights and economic opportunities versus having a vision for a community.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it seems like this is really a continuation of legislation from previous years around how many people can live in a house when Ames tried to regulate that for similar purposes.
Yeah, a little bit, in the sense that that was a tool that Ames used to reduce the temptation to cram a lot of people in a house to make a lot of money on the house. So we limited it to 3 unrelated adults in a house until the state told us you can't use the basis of relationship to determine occupancy. We did come up with some other rules about occupancy. So now our occupancy limit is up to 3-bedroom house can have 3 people, 4-bedroom house can have 4 people, 5-bedroom house can have 5 people, according to our new occupancy limits. And those are still standing, so the state hasn't attacked those. But the rental cap was also meant to be a tool to again, stabilize the neighborhoods and limit the temptation to make a lot of money by putting a lot of people in a dense area where it's meant to be single-family, low-density zoning, So I think they're related.
And was the city involved in trying to push back when the legislation was being considered and talked about in Des Moines?
Definitely, yep. Yes, we went down for Ames Day at the Capitol and spoke on this issue. And then also the mayor and city staff were involved in lobbying efforts too, or trying to speak with legislatures. Yeah, it was a surprise to us that they brought the bill forward. And so once they did, we reached out and, really tried to make sure they understood our philosophy behind doing it. And again, the mayor put a lot of effort into going down there and trying to convince them that it was a reasonable thing we had done. But to no avail, unfortunately.
They weren't receptive. Were you kind of surprised by it, or did you know this legislation was in the offing?
Well, until it came up.
So then it was a surprise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I had read in the Tribune, Ames Tribune, that the mayor said that he was disappointed that legislators had not reached out to Ames to discuss the reasons behind the rental cap. And what you're saying is that Ames kind of had to reach out to them.
Yes. Once we realized, what was going on, we're like, well, wait, we need to have someone's ear and get down there. But yeah, it was, just disheartening that they felt like that was better decided at the state level rather than, in each local community.
So it also is that kind of battle or tension between state control and local control of issues.
Exactly. Yeah. You hope that, that local officials have a feel for their community. And if they make a poor decision, the voters have the right to, vote them in or out. It feels like that local control should be allowed, but again. Mm-hmm.
Certain people don't feel that way.
I guess.
And was there also something legislation passed that had to do with property taxes and a cap on that?
Yeah, that's another piece of legislation that we've been watching very closely. It basically caps the amount that a city can increase its property taxes. There's already a cap on a city's levy for property taxes, which is $8.10 per thousand. That's the cap a city can levy. Ames isn't even near its cap. It's one of the few cities in the state that's not at that 8-10 limit. It's at 5 and change, I think, something like that. And so we've been very responsible with our budget. But what this bill would mean, what it means is that if we did want to invest in something beyond 2% growth, we would have to go to extra measures to do that. It's really quite complicated. We'd have to, in certain cases, have a referendum there's just makes it more complicated. So that... I think will be dangerous too for other cities as well. The state doesn't. I don't know that they quite realize what they've done there. It encourages cities to, if they don't have 2% growth, to raise taxes to the limit anyway to bank for years when they might need it, which isn't necessarily responsible fiscally either. That one also is one we're watching with interest.
And again, it illustrates that greater control at the state level than allowing local governments to make those kinds of decisions.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And in Ames, we feel like we were being punished for having done a good job, being responsible all these years and having our levy be, reasonable and low. It is, though, again, that local control issue.
Well, let's turn to a brighter subject. Let's talk about Bike to Work Week and Bike to Work Day, which are coming up. The dates are Bike to Work Week is May 13th through the 19th, and Bike to Work Day is Friday, May 17th. But there are other things going on that whole week. What has the city got planned in particular?
Well, the city has two events we're sponsoring on Bike to Work Week. On Monday, the 13th, from 7 to 9, we have our Bike to Work breakfast at City Hall, so folks should come on down to that. And then Saturday on the 18th at 9 a.m. is the Mayor and City Council's bike ride. And that is our second annual now. We had that last year. And again this year, it'll be 9 a.m. on the west side of City Hall in the parking lot that we meet up for that. And we'll go around some trails in the Ames area just to kind of show people the trails that are out there and, hopefully have a fun time. So people are welcome to attend that. We'd be happy to see a lot of people.
And the breakfast is anyone can come by on your bike?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. It's, it's 7 to 9 Monday. Depending on the weather, it's either been held indoors or outdoors. Okay. So even if it is sort of drizzly, you can come inside and get a little breakfast.
And what do they serve? Do you know?
Oh, in the past, it's been things like fruit and bagels and maybe donuts or pastries, that kind of thing.
And this is a national thing, Bike to Work Week and Bike to Work Day. So these are local things happening in Ames, but it's part of a national initiative.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. And there are other events going on around town, too. So there's other breakfasts hosted by other businesses. In fact, Wheatsfield is having one tomorrow at 7 a.m., a bike to work breakfast before the week itself, just as a kickoff. So if anyone wants to come to that, we'll have breakfast at Wheatsfield. And then there's others, the Bike to Work Week, that are sponsored by other various bike themed either businesses or
bike groups or bike shops.
Yep. So I know Skunk River has one. Bike World has one. So
is there a place where people can get information on all of that? Do you know?
The internet. Sorry.
But we don't know if there's like a site that has a central listing of
all
that.
I'm just teasing. I'm sure the Ames Bicycle Coalition would all that.
So that's the answer I was looking for, Bronwyn.
Just teasing. Sorry. So if you could go to their website or check out their Facebook page. But yeah, the Ames Bicycle Coalition, they have a list of all the bike-related stuff happening. So
great. Okay. Well, that's good. We interjected a little levity into the discussion that started out pretty dismal with the legislative actions. I've been speaking with Bronwyn Beatty Hansen, a member of the Ames City Council. Thanks for being here. And her daughter Lily has been sitting over there very quietly, patiently waiting to go to school. Thanks for coming in today too, Lily. She's giggling.
Thank you. Glad to be here.